name is Paola Testa, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 25th of August 2009 and the time is 3:25 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yeah, my name is Sarah Good. I'm 25 from Newcastle.
And have you travelled down especially today to go on the plinth?
I've just travelled from Newark today, so not so far.
And what has it been like to arrive here? Has it been how you imagined it would be?
I didn't know what I imagined, really. Yeah, I guess.
Have you seen the plinth before?
Yeah, I'd seen it before and I've checked it out online. So I kind of, you know, I knew where I was going and stuff.
How are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I'm quite nervous actually, because I don't want the hour to really drag, and you know, I kind of want to get a bit of interaction with the crowd going. I don't know if that's going to work, so I'm just going to go out there and see what happens, really. Do you want me to talk about what I'm going to do? Okay, well, I've spent the last few days making some origami birds, which I'm going to throw off there. And I want people to catch them and to look in the wing where there's a little message and my contact details as well, so they can get in contact with me if they want to. And just in case that I'm doing any future art things, because I'm actually an artist myself, so that would be, it's quite a good little promotion thing. And yeah, and I've got some sweets to throw off as well, so a bit of fun.
And are you hoping that the interaction is that they get in touch with you whilst you're up on the plinth or afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah. At the moment, I've put my email on it as well, what the idea is, which, you know, the birds represent so many different things, but it's a real positive idea. You know, the idea of birds represent freedom and peace and happiness. These origami birds are the Chinese crane, which is, yeah, it's a general symbol of happiness and longevity. And also the idea of the phoenix, which is kind of, well, it's not a bird, but, you know, rising up out of the ashes. So I just want to use this as a, you know, a little, to represent a new beginning, really. This, yeah. So that's what it's about, really. And oh, and they're all out of just old magazine covers, so used materials that's just going to get thrown away anyways. That was really important. I don't know what else to say.
Is it a new beginning for you? Is there a theme behind it?
Yeah, well, just that I haven't, like I said before, I'm an artist. Well, I studied art at Newcastle Uni. That's why I've been up there for the last 6 years. But I haven't done a lot for the last year, and I've kind of, you know, I've been doing temping, administration work, and I just trying to figure out what I want to do career-wise. And really, this is me getting into this just made me think how much I actually really want to continue my practice. I haven't, the last artwork I did was over a year ago now. And also it's given me a lot of new ideas to relate my ideas to performance, which I never considered before, because I'm normally a painter. So it's pretty exciting, and I plan to actually do some performances myself from this and carry it on. I don't know what yet. I knew you were gonna ask that. Probably something to do with these birds. Probably gonna like carry it on. I want to make some more permanent sculptures out of used materials again, like junk, and which is, it's kind of relating to a project that I did on my A level, and just see how they turn out, really. But with, I like this idea of origami and the fact that I can get other people to do it as well and get other people involved with it, and the idea of, you know, having a little message in each bird, like in its wing, tucked in its wing, because, you know, like carrier pigeons, I think that's quite a nice idea. But for me, the idea of the bird is represents freedom as well, freedom and new life. So yeah, and I'm a bit higher up, closer to the birds, I suppose, on the plinth. I don't know, but yeah, that's what it's about.
What are some of the messages that the birds say? Do you remember?
They're just generally what I said, really. I've got a little image, and then you unfold it, and it just basically says, you know, what in most cultures birds represent freedom, and happiness and new beginnings, especially the phoenix rising up out of the ashes. And that's it, really. It's just a short little note.
So you said that making origami birds was something you enjoyed because you could show other people how to do it. Have you involved other people in preparing for this?
I've actually made a few of them in a friend's project space up in Newcastle, and I plan to continue to make them or make more and expand on it and possibly have, you know, go and show them up there. And also my friends and family have been making a few of them just like the last couple of days. I've had my brother making them, so it's quite, and it's surprisingly easy, you know, once you get going. And it's quite a therapeutic thing, isn't it? Like, well, I think it is, making something like that by hand. And I like this idea of mass, kind of not mass, yeah, just making loads of them and repetition, this idea of them being loads and loads, and which is, you know, what we're doing on the plinth. There's like loads of people, there's, and it kind of relates to sort of like mass culture by, you know, using these just images from magazines and photographs of people. It's just, yeah.
Where did the idea come from? Because there's a lot of thought, it sounds like a lot of thought has gone into it.
Well, it's just something, like I said, it was something that I was working on from years ago. I made a bird, and that had the idea of, I made it out of used materials. I made it out of windscreen wipers when I was 18, so right before my degree. And I just felt that at this time in my life, I felt really happy and positive about things. And I feel like it's time for me to kind of, you know, get a move on really with my life now. I'm 25. I feel like it's a bit of a landmark year, and I just really want to get back into art. And that was a, like I said, yeah, it was a positive time. I collected these materials, I made this bird, which I've still got, out of junk, and it seemed to go really well, you know. So I just wanted to recreate that, or to elaborate on that. And also making them out of paper, it's something that's quite transient, you know, and I can throw them off there and they're not going to damage anything. And they're quite delicate as well. And I quite like that idea, you know, they're not going to last very long. So that's it.
So would you say that this project has reinvigorated an artistic side in you?
Yeah. It's really positive for me. And like I said before, it's made me think about the connection between this and performance, because this is like, it's not performance, and it's not sculpture. It's visual art. It's kind of performance, but some people are getting up there and doing nothing. You know, it's supposed to be what, a portrait of everyone. And in fact, it kind of relates to a bit of an idea that I had a few years ago. I started casting my head, and I made several of these head casts. And I wanted to, again, I had this obsession with, like, I wanted to make loads and loads of them, and I just wanted to present them all on the floor. Not really sure why. I guess it was like this object, you know, it was like a portrait in a way, self-portrait, but it didn't look like me for a start. And, you know, putting these heads on the floor, it's kind of a bit weird. you know, it's really disconnected from the body, and it's not something that you'd normally see. So anyway, I had that idea, and I kind of left it, and I went back to painting. And then about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, I thought this idea came back to me, and I thought about casting a lot of people's heads randomly, you know, members of the community, and it being like this kind of portrait. And like each day for a month, this was my idea, each day for a month I would get somebody to come along and have their head cast, volunteer. And I just put it off really, and I didn't do it because I thought, how am I going to do this? You know, plaster's not safe, really, it's not a good idea. And then I just kind of forgot about it really, and just left it. I thought, I'm going to do it. But and this is for me, it's very similar kind of thing. You know, again, it's like a porch. Obviously, it's like the whole country. It's a much bigger scale. But it's really exciting how there's all the media around it, and like the website, the way there's the profile thing. Because I always forget about that. Like, I'm not that good with technology and stuff. I always forget about the fact that there's all the internet. But it's really good how, because people can just watch it on there, and they can kind of probably interact with each other before and afterwards. And it's got a lot of sort of running, what's the word, you know, I think it could go a long way, this project. And yeah, just it's the first time I've personally thought about doing performance myself.
So what do you think that you will do afterwards?
Immediately afterwards, continue with these. I think I want, like I said, I really want to do a little sort of just some experiment stuff. I mean, as this more than anything as well, it's like a social experiment as well, isn't it? Because you think about what's going through the people's head when they're up there, and it's like it's a bit similar to Big Brother in a way, but just for a short little snapshot of time, you know. And people are like, oh, get up here and I'm all on my own. So it's kind of interesting to hear from the microphone what people say. But yeah, I would like to just go in the city square and do something to do with these birds, you know. Maybe, like I said before, I like the idea of getting other people to make them, and what it represents, but I might end up doing something totally different. I don't know, but that's my first thing. That's my first idea. And also to kind of get this all together and get something up, like on my profile, get MySpace up and running, and just start working again, really.
And what's the impact that you hope it will have by you going up on the plinth?
On the project?
Well, what impact do you think it might have on others or on you?
I'd like people to I hope people would sort of get that they're a bird, sort of firstly, and look at and realize there's a message in it, you know. I'll tell them, but I'd like people to think that it was fun, or you know, to be involved, to be a part of it a bit. And I don't know really. I guess I have been thinking about being a part of something that, you know, is going to be archived and it's going to be around for a few years. So that's a good thing. I hadn't really thought that much about it really. I suppose that's something to think about.
And to help us understand a little bit more about you as a person, what are the things that are important to you at the moment?
Creating artwork again and showing it, exhibiting it, but getting a career, just kind of, because like I said, I've been in temporary jobs and hasn't been going anywhere. And I just really feel like it's like now that I've got to move forward, you know, and just make some really permanent decisions and like just and earn some money somehow.
And when you're kind of back down from the clinic and traveling home again, what is it that you hope to have taken from the experience?
I hope it was positive. I hope it's positive, and I hope that I really hope that maybe some people will contact me with regards to it, even if it's just, you know, anything. Because this idea of, like, in fact, the thing I like the most about the project is this idea of communication, and also the fact that anyone can be involved in it. That's a nice thing, you know. There's no requirement. It's a general representation of the nation. But yeah, I just hope that, you know, it's fun, and I've contributed something. I've been a part of it.
Okay.
Really?
Right, we'll finish there.